Joining us, we have Coach Johnny Bebo with the Ashland Ordocker girls soccer team. Coach, are you guys in Milwaukee right now?
We are. We're in Milwaukee. We just sat down for a nice breakfast.
How was the trip down yesterday?
It was great. We stopped in Wausau West, and we used their facilities to knock the ball around and loosen up our legs. And then we came down to Milwaukee, had a nice dinner, team dinner at the Olive Garden, did some team bonding last night, and we're ready to go this morning.
How was the farewell through town yesterday morning?
I've been on all the state send-offs for soccer, and yesterday was amazing. It was the best one I've been a part of. The support from the community was incredible. Downtown was full of people and signs. It felt like we were in a parade.
Coach, you said it. You've been on all these state send-offs. You've been to state now how many times with the Ordocker soccer team?
As a head coach, I've been there twice. As an assistant coach, I've been there twice.
Where does this run rank in all the runs to the state tournament?
You know, it's gotta be close to the top. Our girls we just have a different attitude, and an attitude of determination that I've maybe not seen in the past. So I'm really excited about what this group can do.
Walk us through your team, Coach. You have three seniors on the squad. You guys are a young team. You have a lot of mix up and down the lineup. Walk us through your entire squad.
Yeah, our senior class has done a great job of providing leadership for our team and setting the bar high as far as work goes. Junior class as well. They fit in where they can, and they do a great job. Lily Jablonski, in a center midfielder, has been just a monster for us all season. Our sophomores really push everyone with their work rate and their determination. And we got a freshman in Haley Wilson who's been starting for me all season. And, man, can she work and can she play? And then Maddie Brilla, another freshman who has given us minutes at goalkeeper, and she's got a great work rate as well. All attitudes are great. Support is great. Everyone knows their role and does it well.
What did it take to get back to state this year, Coach?
I think we worked harder than we have in the last few years. And it, you know, you got to be perfect when playoffs come. There's 66 to 70 teams that enter the playoff series in Division III, and you lose one game and you're done. And to be in the top four is an accomplishment of itself. But we're looking for a little bit more than that.
That run, Coach, through the tournament, you guys had a little bit of some tough games there through the sectional. That game down in Rice Lake, how fun was that one to pull that one out late?
That was incredible, and I've been telling the girls that if you can come back from a goal down twice late in a game like that and still come out on top in that kind of environment, that's what it takes to be successful at the state tournament. That game was the most like a state tournament environment that we could muster. Do I think it needed to be that close? No. We had played an incredible game. We just couldn't get the ball in the net, and that's the funny thing about soccer. You can dominate the whole game, but if the ball doesn't go in the net, you find yourself in a situation like we were.
Coach,
keep
going, Coach. Keep going.
Oh, but we battled. We never gave up, and I think that tells a lot about our team.
Coach, you've seen highs and lows with this program and this run. You've said it already that this run is near the top, but what are some of the highs and lows from this past season?
Definitely the Rice Lake game, a high. Maybe a low for us was we went down to Eau Claire and played Xavier and Winneconne, and we had some girls gone for solo ensemble and whatnot, but we got a taste of some really high caliber soccer, and we had a tough weekend there. But we still, we learned a lot from it, so I can't necessarily say it was all bad. We learned a lot, and we've adjusted, and I think we're a stronger team because of that.
Coach, you guys have won 21 games coming into today's game. You got to win one today to get to the state title on Saturday. What's it going to take down this tough Catholic Memorial squad?
In all honesty, it's going to take our best effort. Catholic Memorial has a great coach. They have a great program. They've won more state titles than any girls program has. And I think for them, it's just a part of their season. They expect to go to state and they expect to win state. But I think, you know, it's going to take our best effort, and I think if we can do that and match their energy, I think we can upset them.
Coach, it's been an honor having you on the air with us. Any last thoughts?
I just really appreciate more than anything the support of our community. I tell the girls all the time, you're not just playing for yourself, you're playing for the community of Ashland. So for everyone supporting us, following us, and giving us encouragement, we appreciate that.
Coach, good luck today. Game today is at 11 o'clock. If you guys win today, you'll play Saturday. So best of luck today, and hopefully you guys pull out a win. And we'll be following you and cheering you from afar.
Thank you very much.
That's Coach Johnny Bebo with the Ashland Nordhockers girls soccer program. Again, they play at 11 o'clock this morning. And if they win today, they'll play on Saturday for a state title. So best of luck to that girls soccer team.